Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the monthly council meeting of Monday, 24th of June, beginning at 5:30. Council acknowledge and pay respect to the Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional and original owners and continuing custodians of the land on which we meet. All persons in attendance are advised that it is council policy to record council meetings in accordance with council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should contact a relevant Council officer and advise of their wishes. Item 1.0, apologies. We have Councillor Perry, who's currently on leave of absence. Item 2.0, do I have any declarations of interest in any item on this agenda?
You do, ma'am.
Councillor Murphy?
3.2.2.
Thank you. Any other?
Yes, me, the same. Thank you. 3.2.2.
3.2.2. Councillor Murphy, Councillor Milbon. Thank you.
Through you, Mayor. Item 8.6.
8.6. Thank you. Any others? No? We'll move on to item 3.0, which is item 3.1 is confirmation of minutes. Item 3.1.1 of the council meeting of the 27th of May. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Milbon, do I have a seconder? Councillor Hollister. Councillor Milbon?
Nothing further.
Councillor Hollister? Any comments, questions? Councillor Milbon to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.2.1 is public question time, and item 3.2.1 is responses to questions raised at prior meetings. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please? Councillor Hollister, do I have a seconder?
You do. Thank you, Mayor.
Councillor Laycock. Councillor Hollister? Thank you. Just a reminder, Councillor Hollister, I need you to put your microphone on. Thank you. Thank you. Councillor Laycock?
Nothing to add.
Any comments, questions? Councillor Hollister to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.2.2 is questions on notice from the public. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please? Oh, beg your pardon, Councillor 3.2.2. Beg your pardon.
So moved.
Councillor Hollister. Councillor Hollister, do I have a seconder? Councillor Alexio. Councillor Hollister?
Nothing further to add.
Councillor Alexio?
Nothing further.
Any comments, questions? Councillor Hollister to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Against? Motion's carried unanimously. We now come to questions without notice from the public. Item 3.2.3, an opportunity for members of the gallery to come forward asking two questions. And if there is time permitting and you have a third question, there may be opportunity at the end of that period.
Right, Trevor Smith, 7 Glen Court, Devonport. Dear Chairperson, I would like to submit this question. Recently in the media it was noted that the Wynyard Council is going to develop an environmental plan that will focus on issues including proactive resource management, economic future-proofing, sustainability of council activities and community resilience and adoption. This plan is foreshadowed to protect communities against the impacts of climate change. Does the Devonport Council have a similar plan in place for the outcomes of climate change? If not, when will one be implemented? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Another question. Will the council fence off the hazards foreshore edge at the Old Clay Target Range? This is a potential risk to the ratepayers of Devonport and tourists who frequent this area. As a council, you have a duty of care to take action on this issue, as the storms recently, and they'll continue to happen, are making a hazardous situation.
Thank you. I assume you want us to reply in writing, Mr. Smith. Thank you very much.
Graham Nevin, 145 Percy Street, Devonport. Mayor, do you believe that the people of Devonport deserve to know the truth about all that has happened with Providore Place?
Mr. Nevin, the question has been asked and answered several times. You are very well aware that many of the discussions were in closed session, and until the council decides otherwise, that will remain so. Thank you.
That's your answer?
That is my answer.
Right. My second question, Mayor, is this. Has the audit panel been provided with a copy of the Providore Place head lease, and if so, when?
My answer would be yes, but I will defer to the General Manager. Need to take it on notice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Rockcliffe. My name's Douglas Janney. 23 Watkinson Street, Devonport. At the IWDC meeting on the 8th of April 2019, I asked a question that was taken on notice. I have had no notice, and the two front sliding doors still do not have opening direction arrows. Question: notice time is passed, so what is the outcome going to be?
Thank you, Mr. Janney. I apologise if you haven't heard from us, but I thought I saw a response, but perhaps we will get back to you as quickly as we can.
Yes, through you, Madam Mayor. I'm sure there was a response, and it was actually included in the council meeting minutes, I believe, for the 29th of April meeting as well, essentially saying that the building was inspected and approved by a qualified building surveyor in relation to all of the entries and exits and whatever else, and that the matter would be, and it met the required standards. There was going to be a reference to the building managers as to whether it was something that they believe was required or not.
So what is the outcome of that reference?
through you, Madam Mayor, the situation at the current time is that it has been determined that the arrows are not required, but obviously it is something that, as I said, will be monitored, and if at some stage in the future they determine that it is, then that will happen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Janney. Any other questions, Mr. Bellicott?
Bob Vellicott, ratepayer, 11 Cocker Place, Devonport. Mayor, I refer to Mr. Graham Nevin's letter to the editor of the Advocate, 5th and the 15th of June 2019, in which he states, among other things, and I quote, "It looks like Devonport Council has made a real mess of the Providore Place head lease and is doing everything in its power to hide it." Quote, "Ask any Devonport councillor if any rent at all has been paid by the head lessee and see what sort of a response you get. It's a simple question, well within council's power to answer, but it won't." And, I quote again, "Devonport councillors of the view that people of Devonport are unworthy of knowing the truth about Providore Place." Mayor, you and some councillors in the past have commented on and repudiated statements made in the press in regard to other controversial matters. Therefore, can it be said, because there has been no repudiation, that the above statements from the said learned gentleman are all correct. Further, Mayor, it must be said the decision to keep secret the questionable deals were all decided prior to the council elections. I ask, surely I can be excused for saying it is no wonder you voted against the motion to release, if possible, secret information about Providore Place. Unfortunately, the newly elected councillors are now being wrongly accused of being part of the alleged blatant and deliberate cover-up. Consequently, they now have to bear that stigma of that despicable secret decision. I noted at the December 2018 AGM, the Deputy Mayor, Jarman, and Councillors Alexio, Murphy and Ennis voted in support of my notice of motion which attempted to provide an avenue for Council to legally release more decisions, particularly in regard to the secret agreements regarding Providore Place. Mayor, I also note that you and Councillors Perry, Hollister, Laycock and Milburn voted against the motion to possibly release more information. Since the annual general meeting, it has been revealed that a rent reprieve of some $250,000 was granted to the head lessee. Mayor, because you have not refuted that there was a reprieve or made publicly known that you have attempted to have the information released, I now ask, will you have the decency to make a press statement to exonerate those councillors who are being wrongfully accused of covering up the alleged rental reprieve of $250,000 in regard to Providore Place, Devonport?
Mr. Bellicott, I'm not accepting that question. It's insulting. Thank you.
You're not accepting it?
I'm not accepting the question.
Okay. Thank you. So they have to bear the stigma of being accused
of
cover-ups. Is that what you're saying?
It's not a debate, Mr. Bellicott. Thank you. Did you have a second question?
Yes, I do. Mayor, I note Mr. Malcolm Garden has publicly stated in the Advocate newspaper on Council Leon Perry's Facebook page and the agenda of the 27th of May 2019 to the effect that the Harris Scarf site was purchased by Council for about $1,705 per square metre, with the section required by Fairbrother sold at a cost of about $509 per square metre. In other words, the estimated 630 square metre section of Harris Scarf land and buildings alone, as acquired for the hotel, originally cost Council some $1,074,150 and has been sold to a private company for $320,670, in line, of course, with an independent valuation based on a cleared site, a difference of a minimum of $750,000. The devaluation overall of the property is because Council, in its wisdom, decided to demolish a well-constructed, income-earning building, which was, so it appears, to ensure the best possible deal at the least cost for the developer at the expense of ratepayers. Bizarrely, Council, and in particular Council Perry, have stated in words to the effect that the hotel is to be 100% privately funded and without any council subsidy. I further note neither any other councillor or Councillor Perry has disputed Mr. Garden's assessments and calculations. So, Mayor, can you please explain how you, Council, can still assert that the hotel will be built without any council subsidy?
Mr. Bellicott, you asked about square meterage, I think, and I will take that on notice. Thank you. Your question was about square metre values?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions?
No.
Malcolm Garden, 4 Beaumont Drive, Wyandotte. Question one. On page 10 of the current June 2019 meeting agenda, I asked the following for the first time as questions five of questions on notice in relation to the Providore Place head lease agreement. And that question was, further the question four above, will the Mayor specifically respond to each of the following as separate questions? And if responded to by the General Manager, it will be taken as a personal response from the Mayor. Now, I'll read these questions again because...
Mr. Gardam, your questions on notice were answered in writing and I'm not prepared to go into any further detail.
I will read these to you. I have a question that does not relate to what you've asked. Well, it does relate to what you've answered before. So if you don't mind, I would like to proceed. The question 5A was, were you Mayor, noting your capacity as Deputy Mayor at the time, personally made aware prior to the decision to approve signing of the head lease agreement that no appropriately qualified and experienced legal practitioner was engaged by Council in developing the lease agreement between Providore Place, Devonport Proprietary Limited and Devonport City Council? 5B was, will you, Mayor, noting your capacity as Deputy General Manager at the time...
No, I was the Deputy Mayor at the time.
Deputy Mayor at the time, my mistake... personally confirm that all aldermen at the time were made aware prior to the decision to approve signing of the head lease agreement that no appropriately qualified and experienced legal practitioner was engaged by Council in developing the lease agreement, etc., etc. Your response, Mayor, was, the Mayor has confirmed that in her view the issues which you have raised have been previously answered and she has nothing further to add regarding your questions. These two questions had never been asked before, and the answer is quite simple as to whether or not the then Deputy Mayor and some or all aldermen at the time were advised as to the absence of legal advice relating to the Providore Place head lease agreement before Council approved its signing. Okay? And considering the Mayor has expressed the view that both these questions, and I quote, have previously been answered, will Mayor Rockliffe substantiate her statement by indicating precisely where each of these questions have previously been answered?
Mr. Gardam, you have previously asked if we were aware at the time, and my response again is that it was a part of the agenda at the time. And I can't take responsibility for whether all of the other aldermen actually read their agenda, but I certainly did. Thank you, Mr. Gardam.
Mayor, the question is simple. Did you know about being no legal advice on the head lease before you approved it? You haven't answered that, and I haven't asked that before except in this agenda.
It was in the agenda. Thank you.
That question was in this agenda with this response that you've answered it before. You have not answered it before.
I'm saying that that advice was in the agenda of that time, given that it was 3 years ago, Mr. Gardam. Did you have another question?
That advice was in the agenda
Please, Mr. Gardam, this isn't a debate.
No, can we have that for the record, please? The advice as to whether you knew or the other aldermen all were told before they approved the head lease that there was no legal advice.
Again.
It's a very important question as to whether you knew or you didn't know. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gardam. Did you have a second question?
Got that on the record, have we? Thank you. Question two, pretty simple one, this one after that. Has the current Tasmanian Chip Company operator in Providore Place just closed for the winter, or is it now the second operator to cease trading in around 8 months since first opening in October 2018?
I will take that on notice. Thank you, Mr. Gardam.
You don't know whether he's closed for the winter or he's shut.
I'll take that on notice.
Okay, thank you. Third question, time permitting.
Peter Miller, Gilbert Street, 4th. I've got a question to read the Mersey Maternity Hospital. May I ask, when will the Devonport City Council pay for the complete removal of the building waste, bricks and concrete that Council allowed to be dumped illegally within a watercourse previously entering the Forth River? As a ratepayer of the Central Coast Council, this is an imposition on me and the Central Coast Council if it's not paid for. Thank you.
Thank you.
Through you, Madam Mayor, the process is that the site where the rubble from the former maternity hospital was delivered was in accordance with the contract. It was up to the contractor to identify the site and to dispose of the material. Subsequent to that, obviously, it was identified that the site was not a licensed site, and I do know that from recent media reports that that matter has now been formally dealt with through the Central Coast Council as a planning authority, and that the site is being remediated in accordance with whatever the conditions are that the Central Coast Council has now placed upon that landowner.
Why can't you chase Mendelssohn, who demolished the hospital? Aren't they responsible for this?
Through you, Madam Mayor, the landowner is responsible. The landowner accepted the rubble.
Without a permit.
So through that process, and so therefore it is the landowner's responsibility.
Thank you. Any other questions from any other members of the gallery who haven't yet had an opportunity? Mr. Gardner? Apologise, Mr. Smith.
Right. What was the cost to Devonport ratepayers to rehabilitate and stabilise the foreshore from erosion at Don Heads recently? If these works can be done, why not fix the problem, erosion problem at the former clay target area at Coles Beach? Could I have a written reply for these questions?
Thank you, please? Mr. Smith.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Mr. Gardam.
Page 18 of the March 2019 Ordinary Meeting Minutes recorded the closed session of Council, having met and dealt with its business, resolved to report that it had determined the following, which included, and I quote, 8.4, Providore Place, and the notation is, authorised the Mayor to make any announcement necessary as a result of the Council decision at the appropriate time. Considering the Mayor was granted absolute authority to make any Providore Place announcement necessary 3 months ago, will the Mayor detail what guiding principles she will apply in determining when it is, and I quote, necessary and the, and I quote, appropriate time, and we can expect the Mayor to make an announcement in regards to the Council's decision?
When I consider it an appropriate time. Thank you, Mr. Gardam.
So that probably means never. Thank you.
No other questions? Thank you. Moving on to item 3.4, notices of motion. Item 3.4.1, notice of motion, Councillor Laycock.
So moved. Thank you, Mayor.
Do I have a seconder?
Second.
Councillor Jarman. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you. It's nice to better put something very positive forward for our community and put the work into it too with the council staff. You will see what the motion says there. As I said, as read, that we work closely with Tasports and the Cruise Ship Association to investigate the potential of Devonport attracting the small cruise liners into our port. The supporting notes there, which I'm sure you've read. So it's an opportunity that we had some years ago, and then the cruise ship industry changed to the larger cruise ships, which of course go into Burnie, and we're very happy about that. They've got that deep sea port down there. We do get a flow on from them with bus loads coming through to some of our facilities, so this is really, really good. However, I learned by having a meeting recently with senior staff and Tasports that if we're proactive and we get this happening, we can package up our own shore excursions, and that way we can really work on our council facilities, what we've got, and the tourism in our area. Because what was happening years ago when they were coming in, I'd watch them down there, they'd get onto the buses and I'd ask where they were going, and virtually it was straight out of town. So this, I feel, will help keep these tourists in town. We've got obviously nothing against helping people have a look in other municipalities, because we're very close together, these municipalities. They like to look at chocolates and eat raspberries and strawberries and things like that. So it's something that we do look after the whole of the North West Coast. But in particular, we'd like to package up these shore excursions in our own area. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Councillor Jarman is the seconder.
Yeah, I'm happy to support this. Councillor Laycock, I think it's great that you've brought it up. It's a very apt time to do it. Like, obviously, it's 18 months to 2 years working on getting onto their calendar, which we're aware of, so that's great. I've been a little bit part of seeing what Burnie do and how well they do it when the cruise ships come into town. They've got their volunteers ready. They've all got T-shirts on. They're sitting there with their tables out in the streets, with all the maps and tour guides for them. They look after them really, really well. They greet them lovely. So I think we could do that just as well. And it would be nice to do this on a smaller capacity, of course, with the smaller cruise ships, but I think we could still put Devonport on the map for those people if they're able to come into our port. So I certainly encourage it, and I can't wait to see what we can come up with. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman. Any other comments? Councillor Ennis?
I think it's important to speak with the cruise ship companies and ask what the clients want. When they come and visit our area, we need to know what they want and whether we can provide it, or we can provide an option that would be suitable, or these are the options that we can provide, because customer is always right, I think I've heard.
Thank you, Councillor Ennis. Any other comments? Councillor Laycock to close.
Thank you, and thank you for your comment, Councillor Innes. Mrs Hampton is already working with cruise ship people, and it is important to find out what they want, but it's if we can suggest our own local products and facilities, that goes down very well, because that saves the ship or the cruise line of people having to do that and put it all together. So I'm really pleased with, and I thank the General Manager and Mrs Hampton for working with me on this. It's underway, and I think it's in the month of July, Mrs Hampton, that you have this meeting, and we'll follow that through. As we are in the month of August, when I put up the notice of motion that we try and encourage naval ships to come in. And that's underway, and that is a big market, because it's been proven that when the sailors come into town, not only do they take out lots of beer and wine, there's gifts going home. Sometimes Devonport was their port, their first port since their deployment, and the last stop before they go home. So we get quite a bit out of the Navy. So that's another project that this council is being proactive about and working on. So I would urge all councillors to support this motion. Thank you.
Thank you. I will close the debate and put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 4.0, Planning Authority Matters. I now announce that Council intends to act as a planning authority under the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act of 1993 for the consideration of Agenda Item 4.1. Council is required by Regulation 8.3 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2015 to deal with items as a planning authority under the LUPA 1993 in a sequential manner. There is one item on the agenda, item 4.1, draft local provisions schedule, which has been involved many months and much work. So do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
I'm happy to move all the hard work, no problem at all.
Councillor Jarman, do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Councillor Hollister? Councillor Jarman.
I could just start with wow. It's years in the planning of getting this change, and look, we're just having a quick discussion before. I understand it's the whole sense of this in a nutshell is that now in Tasmania, the whole state, if someone has a business from Smithton to Burnie to Launceston to Hobart, planning should be similar in each town or city for them to deal with. So it makes sense. But when you come down and enterprise it into each town or city, it doesn't always make sense. So there's a lot of hard work in making this make sense. We've had a lot of reading. There's been a lot of... There's almost like a whole Bible on it. And it's open to interpretation sometimes. So we certainly have to try and make sure that this is going to be one that works. It's going to go out to community consultation. It's certainly going to be something that we hope people will... take part of and actually consult with us so that we know that we're trying to do it right for the people of Tasmania as well as anyone that new that comes into the state. And it is such a huge amount of hard yakka getting it to this point. So well done to everybody involved. And hopefully it doesn't cause us too many issues when it comes up at the time. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hollister.
Yes, I fully support this coming forward. It's frightening the number of attempts we've had at this in the last 20-odd years with change of governments, changes to the Local Government Act, and every time it's come along, it's been hit on the head. So cross your fingers and hope for the best.
Any other comments, questions? I guess just taking on board that there's still quite a process to go through as far as the Tasmanian Planning Commission is concerned and then comes back to us for display and so it's still quite a long process to go, but a lot of the behind-the-scenes hard work's been done. That being said, I'll ask Councillor Jarman to close.
I think Mark sitting next to me here will be very relieved if we can get this through. Just a quick question, sorry, at the end. On the agenda it says remove. I'm sure that's just an error on the actual agenda itself.
I think at one point we were going to put the whole schedule in, but we didn't have 800 pages.
So we might fix that, but anyway. Other than that, yes, let's consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Aye. As against, motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.1 is the rates and charges policy for 2019-20. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Hollister, do I have a seconder?
Second.
Councillor Jarman, Councillor Hollister.
Yes, this is a recommendation for Council to adopt the rates and charges with immediate effect. The increase is only small and
this
there's been...
This is the policy, Councillor Hollister.
Yeah.
Not the rates.
Oh, still the same thing. Yeah. Anyway, I've got nothing further to add. It's all in the report.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman?
Yeah, there's only a few alterations in there, so it makes sense to us. Thank you.
Any other questions, comments? Councillor Hollister to close. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.2 is the annual plan and budget estimates. Do I have a mover of that recommendation?
You do,
please?
Mayor.
Councillor Laycock. Do I have a seconder?
Second.
Councillor Jarman. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm very pleased to be able to move the 2019-20 budget and the annual plan. It's a budget that everyone should be very happy with. Council's in the fortunate position where we can continue to provide all of our existing services to the community, as well as budget for new projects and infrastructure. We are budgeting to keep our roads up to scratch with major renewal projects across our important suburban streets, such as Holloman Street, Roberts Court, Lower Madden, and Victoria Street. And there are also many exciting new projects, including the $600,000 for the first section of the coastal pathway, a new toilet at Mindetta Park, inclusive play equipment at the Bluff, and of course $6 million to start the Living City Waterfront Park. All of this was keeping the overall rate increase to 1.1%, or roughly half the current CPI rate. It should be noted that over the last 5 years, the CPI has increased by 8.1%, in comparison to Council's general rate, only increasing by 2.1%. At the same time, around 5 years ago, Council started investing in the Living City, and some claim rates would skyrocket. Well, this is proof that we have seen the exact opposite. The confidence, momentum and investment that's occurred as a result of Living City has no doubt been a major reason Council has seen growth in its rates base, minimising rate increases for existing properties. The budget continues to promote growth in our city and it's a reflection of Council's strong financial position, and I would encourage all councillors to support it. I'd like to take this opportunity in thanking the General Manager and senior staff for all the hard work in preparing the draft plan that all the councillors and I do congratulate them for the work they've done, and especially for the newer councillors. It's very difficult in your first couple of years, but there were lots of questions and everyone worked through it together. It certainly made the exercise for us as councillors, general manager, a lot easier. We do thank you once again to you and your staff for all that support. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Councillor Jarman.
Yes, look, I just want to congratulate everybody from our general manager through. They certainly help us understand what the two different types of budgets that we're looking at, from our capital expenditure right through. And really, they make it quite painless, really, the work that goes on behind closed doors before it gets to us. And then they have to put up with our questions and our, personally, my lack of knowledge in some of these areas, where we just have to keep asking questions until we get the answers. And I appreciate their patience, and I certainly thought that it was one of the best budgets we've been through this year. And I'm certainly learning as we go, as all my fellow councillors are. And I certainly appreciate that hopefully if we can get some things resolved in this next financial year, perhaps the next year we might not have a rate rise. It might be something that doesn't have to happen. I don't ever like to see rate rises. I always believe that it's a tax that we don't need. Everybody gets taxed nowadays with everything. So it would be nice to see things stay on a level playing field without losing services. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments, questions? Councillor Laycock to close.
Consider closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.3 is the financial management strategy for 2020 to 2029. Do I have a mover, please?
Sorry, I'm just trying to get to the page. Bear with me. Is it page 168, the recommendation?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, so moved. Sorry.
That's all right, Councillor Jarman. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second.
Councillor Milbourne, thank you. Councillor Jarman.
Thank you. Look, a very comprehensive report, something that's very necessary, obviously, for us moving forward here, so we understand why we do what we do now and what we're going to be doing on into the future. Again, a lot of hard work put into this. It's amazing what has to be put into make sense for us to understand where we're going in the future. And I just have one small question. On page 170, the next date of review just says insert date at the moment. Is it meant to have a date in there? Sorry.
Through you, Madam Mayor. Sorry. We'll actually put that date in once it's adopted.
Oh,
so we do it every
you.
12 months.
No, that's fine.
So it'll be by June 2020.
Lovely. Thank you. Nothing further.
Thank you. Councillor Milbourne.
Just like to congratulate the council's work on all the policies and everything that we have at the Devonport City Council. One of my professional learning strategies being on council is to have a little look around the other councils that exist in the state, and I note that even some of the bigger councils in the state don't have such fiscal responsibility. So congratulations and thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.4 is a report of the Local Government Association of Tasmania. The recommendation is to receive and note the agenda, and that is my intention, unless anyone has something particular on the agenda that you would like to discuss separately. I'll have a mover and a seconder, and then
I might move for discussion. Then I've just got a couple of questions in relation.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder?
You do, ma'am.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Councillor Jarman.
It's playing up on me tonight. Bear with me. Thank you. Yes, just a couple of questions. Obviously, we did a environmental management section for 14.1 is our climate change, which I'm sure Mr. Smith, if he was still here, would be interested in. I'm pretty sure that I asked if we could put the word coastal erosion into that, and it's not there. And it's the same on Well, that's just the section, and then it's on actually on page 277. So 202 or 277, Paul. But I'm just wondering if we can make sure that that is put into there.
Yeah, we can make sure that happens before next week.
That would be great. And my only other question, and look, this might be for another time, but on 274, 275, there's a thing about tax that I'm unaware of, and I wouldn't mind if our general manager at some stage could give us a bit of detail about that. Bear with me.
Sorry.
Let me change to that. 274. It's 10.2, compensation for no indexation of heavy vehicle road tax. So whether or not you want to just enlighten me tonight or at another stage, I'm not aware of this, and I'm not sure. This obviously does affect us greatly.
Through you, Madam Mayor, council is entitled to a percentage distribution of the heavy vehicle road tax. It hasn't been increased, I believe, since the mid to late 90s. This is a request that comes before the local government association reasonably regularly, and I think even on this agenda there might be there's a couple of motions relating to it, and so the state government obviously in its responses have basically said it doesn't support the motion, and that the distribution will remain as it currently is. There will obviously be more discussion at the LGAT meeting at which you're attending, so certainly LGAT from a policy position has a much better understanding of the way that this particular process works. It is distributed to councils based on recommendations of the State Grants Commission, and each year our contribution may go up or down a little bit, but the actual overall pool hasn't changed, as I said, since the mid-90s.
Okay. Obviously, Circular Cat brought it up, which I think is great. Sorry. Which I think is great. Are we aware... Have we had this brought to our notice on this level?
It certainly has been before LGAT in the past.
Right.
I think from a Devonport perspective, our share of it would be relatively small.
We get 0.79% at the
because
moment.
Because Circular Head having a big road network would obviously have potentially a greater share of some of that. It just depends on what roads are actually included as heavy vehicle roads and how that works. Because Devonport's such a small geographical area, from some of these some of these grant processes, it obviously does favour those councils with a bigger area.
Well, it would help the region, of course, too. I suppose Kentish is another one. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock.
Nothing to add.
Any other comments or questions? Councillor Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.5 is Kelsey Tier Master Plan. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Hollister. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second.
Councillor Milbourne, thank you. Councillor Hollister.
Yes, there's been some developments on Kelsey Tier that haven't gone through planning in the past, and I believe this master plan will allow further developments to take place in a more controlled aspect. So I think it needed doing, and council should support the master plan. And if there's changes that need to be made in the future, no doubt we will. Nothing further.
Thank you. Councillor Milbourne.
It's great to see that all the stakeholders have been represented here, and I think it's a fair plan that benefits all our community and keeps our green belt intact.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Councillor Jarman.
I suppose my question would be, at the moment this is a plan that we're allowing, however, as Councillor Hollister was saying, there could be modifications in the future if necessary, the different public community groups that are affected or need improvements can always approach us and talk to us about modifications. That's correct, isn't it?
That would be my understanding. However, we would have to seriously consider anything that's outside the terms of the master plan, because we've adopted the master plan to protect everything.
Yes.
And, you know, any decision outside of that, my view would be, would have to take very seriously.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor Ennis?
Yeah, I was just trying to do a double check on does it include the bird hide, or is that, have they said not to have it?
We took that out because consulting with those groups, they weren't interested in having the bird hide. It's very specifically. Any other comments or questions? Councillor Hollister to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against?
Aye. Nay.
Should I say?
Yeah, are you sure?
Nay, not aye.
Okay. In that case, I'll ask for a show of hands, please. All those in favour? Councillor Laycock, Councillor Milbourne, Councillor Murphy, Councillor Alexio, Councillor Hollister, Councillor Jarman? Yes? Those against? Councillor Ennis, the motion is carried. Thank you. Item 5.6 is the Devonport Men's Shared Partnership Agreement. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Jarman, Councillor Murphy. Thank you. Councillor Jarman.
Yes, just please bear with me as I'm getting to that.
Recommendation is on page 369.
Thank you. Thank you, sorry for that. Yes, obviously we've now got, we're increasing the amount per annum by $1,000. There's ongoing, I suppose, progress with the men's shed. I don't know what we're going to call it, if it's the men's shed, but not a men's shed sometimes, I don't know. But it's really nice that we can find that the community are very happy to share some of these wonderful systems that they've got in place. And obviously, because of that, they're going to allow some other members of the community to use it as well, which is nice. And that's great, yes. So, which I think is wonderful. So I certainly agree with the partnership agreement that we've got in place. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy.
I confer with Councillor Jarman. It is good to see these agreements in place. Point in fact, the latest endeavour of theirs at the dog recreation park up there at the Splash Aquatic Centre. And I think if we can establish more of these, the community will only benefit.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, I'm pleased we are going to sign off on a new partnership agreement. It is very important. You don't need me to tell you, but I'm going to anyway, how important these men's sheds are to the men in our community. I've been associated with them for a lot of years and they do wonderful work. It's somewhere where our men can get together and talk about men's stuff, and I believe it should be without women, to be perfectly honest with you. I think there's a space for women to happen, and a lot of men, as we all know, don't talk about lots of things in front of people, but when they get together, they do, I've been assured. So I think keep this as a men's space, and really pleased that our council is signing off on a new partnership agreement. Thank you.
Thank you. It's my understanding that women will be, if they use the shed, will be different days to the men, so that everybody's got their own space. Councillor Hollister.
Yes. There is a wide range of people that partake of this facility. I've taken people there in my work life, and there is a wide range of support for people, and it's very beneficial, and I fully support the partnership.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.1, workshops and briefing sessions held since the last meeting. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Jarman? No? Yes?
Happy to second that, Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Councillor Jarman?
It's all there we've worked on. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock?
Nothing to add.
Any comments, questions? Councillor Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.2 is the Mayor's monthly report. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Jarman, do I have a seconder?
Second.
Councillor Ennis, thank you. Councillor Jarman?
Yes, look, I just might note that we were both at the Grandspan Association Volunteers Appreciation Afternoon Tea, and to say that we really appreciate Grandspan, let alone all the volunteers that we have, and it was wonderful. It's always a wonderful thing to be able to appreciate our volunteers. I don't know what we'd do without them, with all the different community groups that they help. And Grandspan's one of my favourite, being something that Mary Binks put together in the beginning, and it's grown from strength to strength, and it's nice to see it still continuing. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Ennis?
Nothing further to add.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.3 is the General Manager's Report for June 2019. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Hollister, do I have a seconder?
You do, Mayor.
Councillor Laycock, Councillor Hollister.
No, it's all in the report, nothing further to add.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock?
Thank you, Mayor. General Manager, like the Mayor, is working very hard as usual, and it's great to be getting these very detailed reports. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Question, Councillor Jarman?
Thank you. Just through you to the General Manager. Just two things. One, did we get much response from you, Taz? You met with them with some idea of increasing our presence?
Yeah. Through you, Madam Mayor. The issue was raised through a member of the community. He actually came and spoke to the Mayor and myself, and as a result of that, we facilitated a meeting with you, Taz, and now that particular person is now working directly with you, Taz, on some suggestions and some ideas that he had in particular around increasing their presence in the Devonport area.
Did they seem quite...
They were certainly... three members of the senior staff from UTAS actually attended the meeting, and they certainly appeared to be very interested in being able to work closely with this particular person on looking for opportunities to run further UTAS-type activities in the Devonport area.
That would be wonderful. Look forward to hearing more about that later on, I'm sure. Just one other question, if I may. We did do the public holiday. We put it out to consultation. It's not in the resolutions here, but are we doing that soon?
Closes on Wednesday.
Yeah, through you, Madam Mayor, closes on Wednesday, and after that we'll bring it back to a workshop.
Thank you.
Any other comments, questions? Councillor Hollister to close. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.4 is the unconfirmed minutes of the Cradle Coast Authority Reps meeting. Do I have a mover, please? Councillor Hollister, do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Councillor Murphy, thank you. Councillor Hollister?
A question for our reps. Was there any discussion of the tourism being broken off from Cradle Coast Authority, and as to if there was, as to whether there's going to be funding through the organisation, or are they tourism expecting to get more funding through councils?
No, their funding will be outside of council. Sorry, that was as a board member I responded to that question. I don't know whether the rep had any
that's fine.
Had any other information to add. Councillor Murphy.
Yeah, look, it's all in the report, so there's not much more to add.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Hollister to close.
It'll be very interesting to see if the tourism industry backs their new tourist body financially like it's going to need to be. That's all I have to add.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.5 is Councillor Laycock's report on the conference that she attended. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
So moved. Oh, do you move? Oh, happy to second then.
Thank you, Alison.
Okay. Sorry.
Yes, I'm happy to move my report. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank
That's
you,
fair enough.
Councillor Jarman. Councillor Laycock.
Oh, right. I was just thinking about it in my opening statement here. Don't worry, I'm not going to read every page out in detail, and there's still probably a dozen pages missing. But I just want to let you know it's probably one of the better conferences I've been to in all my years in local government. I've never actually seen, heard or experienced any of the things that I've heard about at some of these other councils. So that's a testament to how well this council is run, how well the staff work together with the senior team, and of course with the councillors, because it was quite an eye-opener. I hadn't heard such frank language to do with councils, as I said, in all my time. So it was interesting. If you read through, I think one of the first keynote speakers was Libby Lyons, and I was very chuffed to be sitting there as the chair of Home Hills Committee to hear Libby, the granddaughter of Dame Enid Lyons, speak so fondly about her grandmother. I felt like we were related. It was really good. And I did chat to her afterwards. I have a bit of a habit of cornering speakers after they present to see if they'll come to Devonport, and she certainly will. So don't miss her presentation, because she spoke, apart from her grandparents, was the workplace gender equity. She represents the agencies there. So that was excellent. It was just a great conference. And I don't really know what else I can say about it, apart from it being way out in the boondocks to get there. It was a great couple of days with really, really good speakers. So if anybody would like to talk to me about that, I'm more than happy to go through some of those things with them. And I have a couple of workbooks that I will leave with staff if they want to then implement those in a different way into their teams. So I'll just move that my report be accepted. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Councillor Jarman.
Thank you. It was a good read. Thank you very much. I really hope that you did enjoy it. It looked like you did.
Thank you.
Certainly got a lot out of it, which is great. It's a very beneficial for us to take sometimes one or two of us to go off and do some different things and bring that back to us. So I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Any other comments, questions? Councillor Laycock to close.
Thank you. One of the highlights for me was when I sort of summed it all up and I was thinking about what I was going to do with all these notes, was to realise that our council are doing, there wasn't one thing there that we're not doing. So that tells you something, what we're doing here, doesn't it? It tells you we're being managed very well and that we have really good ideas around the table that we put forward. So a lot of conferences you can leave and you think, gee, I'm going to see if we can get that going at Devonport, etc., etc. But this was one that I felt that we ticked all the boxes. And a few things that I spoke to a couple of the guest speakers about. One, Jessica Rowe, who was the MC, mentioned some of the things that I said, and that wasn't what I'd done, it's what our council had done. And she made that a point of interest in her presentation the next day. So I thought that was a well done to Devonport City Council as well. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.1, the Planning Authority Committee meeting minutes of the 3rd of June. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Jarman, do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Councillor Milbourne. Councillor Jarman.
It's all there that we've gone through. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Milbourne?
Nothing further, thank you.
Any comments, questions? Councillor Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.2, Infrastructure Works and Development Committee meeting. Recommendation on page, wherever that is, 403. Do I have a mover of the recommendation to adopt those minutes, please? Councillor Hollister. Do I have a seconder?
Seconder.
Councillor Alexiou. Councillor Hollister.
It's all in the report. There's half a dozen different reports here with recommendations and nothing further to add.
Thank you. Councillor Alexiou.
No, nothing further to add there.
Are there any other comments, questions? Councillor Hollister to close.
Consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. That being the end of the agenda for the...
Point of order, please, Mayor, if I may.
You may.
I'd just like some clarification in relation to a couple of matters that we intend to discuss in closed session. Item 8.4...
Yep.
And item 8.5, if I can have some clarification as to why they need to be discussed in closed session, please.
Yep, through you, Madam Mayor. The reason why they've been referred to closed session is in accordance with the Act in relation to council is intending to dispose of, lease, land. It is a valid reason for considering them in closed session. In both cases, it's actually referring to specific amounts in relation to the value of the property, both from a rental perspective but also from a sale perspective. And if council determines to, as an example, place the property on for sale, the advising of what the valuation is may be detrimental to the actual total amount the council might receive in relation to the sale by auction or a sale by private treaty. In relation to the lease, the offer to lease, that offer, once again, also talks about the value of the amount that has been valued, and it may be that that information council may determine to, as an example, offer the property for lease for a higher amount, and so therefore you'd be actually signalling to the prospective tenant what the actual lease value would be. So that's why they're referred to closed session.
Well, further clarification then, if I may, did we not resolve to sell 92 Formby Road?
Yes, through you, Madam Mayor, that is correct. And as the reports include in there, it would require a decision by council by absolute majority to alter that decision. So the decision that council has currently made is in relation to the sale option. We have now received an offer to lease, and it was that obviously requires a decision of the council, because if that wasn't brought before the council to consider, I would be potentially in a position where we've got something that we haven't provided to the council. So that's the opportunity for the council to make a decision, and the only way that can happen is in a formal council meeting.
Again, just to clarify, Section 15 of the Act 3C, considering proposals for council to deal with public land under Section 178 of the Act?
It's not public land. It's in relation to sale, disposal, and it's Section 177A, I believe.
Get the book out.
Through you, Madam Mayor, it's actually Section 177, sale and disposal of land. That's the relevant section that requires council to consider valuations and those sort of things before it makes a decision to sell. It has specific details in there as to the way that you can sell it. And certainly the meeting procedure regulations of Section 15, refers to that council can close part of its meeting in relation to item F, proposals for the council to acquire land or an interest in land or for the disposal of land.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Murphy. That being the end of the open section of council, I declare the open section of the meeting closed at 6:35, and I thank everyone for their attendance. Thank you very much. Oh, and I need a motion to move into closed session, please. Councillor Laycock, Councillor Milbourne. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.